A second and five from the BetX 35-yard line. Working off the right hash, Bryce Fernall, your starting quarterback tonight, over Stanton Cothrell, who's been a tailback in the straight T formation. Hand off to Hayden Horn, right up the gut, has the first down across the 30-yard line, down to about the 20. They're actually going to mark him right at the 30. This is going to be very close to the first down marker. Might have to have a measurement here for the first time tonight. It's going to be third down in less than a foot currently. The officials now meeting Congress in session to figure out whether this is a first down or not, and they're going to bring on those sticks to measure.
We got a chain gain for a reason. No point standing there trying to eye it up. Bring them over. Let's measure it.
Your officials tonight, referee Eric Schweitzer, umpire Cade Walsh, linesman Brian Laseski, line judge Mark Schultz, and your back judge Brian Alexander, a hometown crew here from the Thumb. Not traveling too far, and they bring the sticks out. Looks like he may have it by, he's short by that much. About an inch? Yep.
Wow.
It's a game of inches. That's the definition right there. So it's now third down and an inch to go. If you're Tom Brady and the Patriots, what would you be doing, Dave?
It's not a hard decision. 12 gets a yard and a half.
Yes, indeed.
That's about how that play goes.
Did you see the article about how Matthew Stafford's on the same pace as Tom Brady?
For rushing touchdowns?
I'm not sure. I didn't read it.
Yeah.
I said that's fake news there. 11:48 left in the second quarter.
Super Bowl rings? what are we going with here?
T formation for Fernald. It's a handoff right at the middle to Cothrell. Fumbles the ball. Pops out of the 18-yard line, and Bad Axe has it at the 17. Cothrell, as he's getting brought down, Toby McPhee popped that one out. And he also recovered that ball as well, and it's a turnover, the first of the night, and Bad Axe back on offense. 11:37 left in the second quarter.
Well, and a rare mistake by a very good football player, but if you're on defense and he's holding the ball with one hand and using the other one to try to push people off, we've seen it before. Go for that football. Take a swipe at it when you're trying to tackle him, because he is a load to bring down. And a great play there by the Bad Axe defense, and a much-needed one as Cass City was moving it right down the field. Big break for the defense. Offense now comes on the field.
Coming out, the spread formation, two wide each way. Vinny Blackstock keeps it for himself. Cuts up the middle, across the 20-yard line, out for about a 4-yard gain. Tackle made by Cass City's 27, Matt Mahalik. Second down, six to go from the 20-yard line, right to left across your radio.
I like it. Vinny Blackstock, allow your second-year starting quarterback to spread it out, two receivers each way, and let's run the read option with Jack Clancy. And obviously on first down, I think it's an easy decision. The defense jumps towards Jack Clancy's side of the field, so he keeps it himself and runs ahead for a couple 4 yards or so, and a nice play on first down to get some positive gain going, making second down much easier.
Bad Axe sticking to the spread formation. Blackstock in the shotgun, has Clancy to his left, two receivers each way. Handoff to Clancy, cuts back inside, has the first down, spun down by number 50 for Cass City, Hunter Kaser, across the 25, out to the 27-yard line, move the chains, first down for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
And I love it. If you're going to run the same play over again, I like the read option much better, because you give your quarterback a chance to read the defense, and what he's looking at is at the end. And if the end bites and looks like he's going to dive into the middle to take away the running back, the quarterback keeps the ball himself and runs where that defensive end leaves. That time, the DN stays home, so he makes the right read and allows Jack Clancy to go through the open hole and a first down run for Bad Axe.
Same formation except direct snap to Jack Clancy this time, and he runs out to the 30-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Tackle made by Hunter Kaster, defensive tackle for Cass City. Second down, seven to go from the 30-yard line.
And that's more like it. It doesn't matter if you're a wing tee offense, if you're a spread offense, or anything in between. 3 yards on first down is a great start, and this time they switch it up. The play goes to Jack Clancy. He takes the snap and runs read option and keeps it himself, reading that defensive end, and takes it right up the middle for 3 yards.
Second down, 7 to go, 16-6. Cass City leads by 10, 9:53 before the half. Bad Axe on offense in the spread formation. It's a direct snap, fumble on the ball, and Vinny Blackstock has to jump on it at the 24-yard line. He's trying to hand it off to Jack Clancy. Never had a handle on it. It's going to result in a loss of quite the loss here for Bad Axe, back down to about a 3rd and 13.
That is the risk-reward of the read option. When the ball comes to the quarterback and both players have their hands on the ball, one needs to make a decision. And if you hesitate, what happens? The ball drops to the ground. And that's exactly what happens. As Clancy let it go, he thought, Blackstock should keep it. Blackstock thought Clancy should take it. Neither of them took it, and it goes straight to the ground. And a heads-up play by Blackstock to dive on it. But that's going to slow down a little momentum and brings up third and 13.
Two right to the left, two to the left as well. Blackstock to pass on the far sideline to Cody Tulaski, and this one is overthrown, and Tulaski just took out one of the people on the chain gang as that one was going out of bounds, and they're helping him up. So it's going to be a fourth down and 13 for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
For the Hatchets offensively, I thought it was a great play. The pass rush, you know, is coming, so you roll the pocket and extend the play. Yes, you limit the field, but you allow Blackstock to see the field for a couple extra seconds, and a great route by probably the best route runner in the area. We don't even say that because nobody really runs routes, but Cody Tulaski, it goes into the field and then finds the first down marker, cuts outside, and is open, but that throw is high, and it's got to be on the number.
It's muffed on the return on the punt. It's brought in and inside Bad Axe territory from the 50 down to the 48-yard line. A flag flies on that punt. Cody Bailey on the tackle. Flag is way back at the 20-yard line. And we'll see what this one is.
I'm not sure if Cathrell lost it in the lights or if he was worried about the guy that was getting blocked right next to him. And he kind of jumped out of the way but stuck his hand out and deflected the ball, which is what you don't want to do.
Too many men in the backfield. Kicking team. Penny has declined. First down.
As they've been cracking down on that one this year at all levels of football, too many men in the backfield on the punt formation. So Cassidy says, forget it. We'll start this one at the Bad Axe 47-yard line regardless.
I don't blame him. First of all, it's scary because you saw somebody fumble the football again. And second of all, you're not going to get much better field position than this.
On first and 10, it's a handoff to Hayden Horn. He's dragging three blue defenders with him all the way down to the 40-yard line for a 7-yard gain. Tackle made by Jensen Emmerich.
Again, a tackle made in the secondary. Not good for Bad Axe, allowing 7 yards right away on first down. But Emmerich coming up from that safety position to chop down the back does a nice job of slowing down Hayden Horn. But big chunk plays seems like happen about every third play for Cass City, and that's allowed them to move the chains quite easily.
Second down, 3 to go from the 40-yard line. Fernald under center, T formation. Handoff to Hayden Horn again. Gets out for about 2 yards down to the 38-yard line. Going to be short of that first down marker. Tackle made by Bad Axe's Logan Stark for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Third down, 2 yards to go from the 38-yard line. 7 minutes, 50 seconds before the half is over.
Nice job there that time, not allowing the middle of the field. They were able to stop that dive play real quick for a very short gain. That's great. But when they run it to the outside, which is probably going to happen here, there has to be outside containment. Those ends have got to find a way to force them backs back to the middle.
Third and 2, and it's a handoff to Hayden Horn. Has the first down across the 35 and finally dropped to the 33-yard line by Jensen Emmerich. Out of that secondary, move the chains for Cass City.
And when they go off tackle, those runs have been absolutely perfect for Cass City. When they get to the outside, you're showcasing their speed and the best tacklers. Toby McPhee, thank you. He's containing the middle basically by himself. So when they run away from guys like him, they've had a lot of free space and some easy running plays. We'll see if they tend to expose that.
In a tight team is a handoff to Alex Perry, and he's tripped up in the backfield. Gets out for maybe a yard. Stopping that play was...
It is number 50.
That is number 50. We do not have a number 50. No one knows number 50. I bet you his parents in the stands do, though. 6:48 left here in the first half. It's 16-6. We'll track down that number eventually here for you. Second down, 10 to go for the Cass City Redhawks. Tight T for Nald under center. Handoff to a third option. That'd be Sandy Cathrell. Breaks his first tackle and dives across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. That'll be a gain of, we'll say, 6 on the play. Tackle made by Bad Axe's number 27, Jack Fisher, outside linebacker. Third down, 6 to go.
Now, tackle is going to be made by Chandler Cady, number 17. Jack Fisher is the one that hit him in the backfield, and all credit Santa Cathrall as he's able to break that Jack Fisher tackle and explode up the field and get something when he should have lost a yard on that play.
Mike Messing is number 50. Changed jerseys tonight from 35 to 50. Hand off to Hayden Horn on third and five in bad action.